BJW Mobile. B4BJW. Good evening from Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. Name is John.
4WCL, W4DJW. Well, good afternoon, John. It's kind of chilly outside over here in Inman Greer area. Just finished up flying. Where are you at?
Pickens County on Highway 11. Just made a big trash run. Getting the house picked up for company coming up for Thanksgiving there. I don't know if you gave me your name or not. If you did, I didn't hear it. Name here is John.
Dave, and the call is Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. So I was just with Steve, who is on his way home over at the airfield over here, flying airplanes, and the wind started picking up a little bit. And it's a little bit chilly when that wind comes up. Anyway, handled Dave. Just headed on the way home from the airfield, from a day of flying.
Fun day, and it was a beautiful day. Not bad for a late fall day. Sun was nice. Now, are you flying RC airplanes, or are you flying a real airplane?
They are radio controlled. They're not full scale. They're RC radio controlled. But it's out of the field that has full scale. They're flying in and out every now and then. We share the runway with them. When they come by, we have to get off the runway and let them land and take off. But they don't do that too much.
He flies a U-747 KB-4CPA.
K-4BWA. You been out playing foosball again?
Yes, in the bubble. I'm in the bubble league.
Steve and Dave that joined us from the conversation, if you didn't know them.
We talked to David on the way to tennis earlier. And don't know Steve. I'm a part-time resident up here. Wife and I have been coming up here almost 8 years now. I haven't ventured out too much on any of the local repeaters. I do get on this six-pile UHF repeater, the N4AW, a little bit. But I can hit the home repeater, which is north of Gainesville, Georgia, from my location up here. It's about 80, 85 miles away from the repeater, but I get in just fine with 25 watts. So I haven't ventured out too much to some of the local repeaters, but today I was sitting in the parking lot waiting for my wife. Thought I'd put my call sign out there, and I've actually met quite a few nice folks today. Go ahead there, Dave.
Boy, you left the door wide open, but I'm not going to say anything bad about anybody. Oh, me. Well, it's good to talk to you again, John, and I'm licking my wounds here from getting beat at tennis, but hey, it was a lot of fun. It's good to hear you on again. Go ahead and pick it up, Steve.
Hey, John. The only problem is you're mixing with the riff-raff of the radio right now. Hey, you must be up on some elevation to be able to hit Gainesville from Pickens.
At Lawrenceville, or where is that home that's 80 miles away?
Hello, Rocket Joe Cassie, which is at the intersection of U.S. 178, Highway 11, Holly Springs area of Pickens County. And I'm not that high up the mountain. I'm probably sitting 1,600 feet. I'm about halfway up the mountain. The mountain directly behind us is Horse Mountain. And just to the east of Horse Mountain is Pinnacle. So I got fairly good elevation. The only problem is I got a lot of high peaks, especially to my north, northeast, and northwest. But I get into the, it's the LARC, Lanier Land Amateur Radio Club repeater. It's located in Claremont, Georgia. It's on a little mountain called Walker Mountain, which is about 2,500 feet. And I get into it fine with 25 watts, so I can keep up with all the buddies back there. Meet some more folks. We'll be moving up here in about 2 years, give or take. And I am in our development here. I'm going past the golf course. I'll listen out till I get to the top of the hill here. But I appreciate everybody's hospitality today. Don't know who it goes to. I'll pass it over to Dave there, DJW73 from K4WCL, John in Northern Pickens County. See you guys.
Tell him about the net, Dave.
John, before you go, well, you probably already know, but if you don't, every night at 9 p.m. on this frequency, we have a net. So check in there, and you'll get to know a lot of people. If you listen to it, just tune in to this frequency at 9 p.m. any night of the week, 365 days a year. We'll be there. Good to have you visiting for now and permanent in a couple of years. Anyway, take care. Be safe. W4DJW. Go ahead, CBA.
Will you take care there, and good to talk to you again. So, I guess, Steve, I heard that Dave was coming home from flying his airplane. I guess that's what you were doing, too.
You play tennis, I fly. We're trying to get you out there to fly, too, bud.
My arms get too tired for flying.
Hey, you sparked all this flying energy yourself. You got to start, and then you're standing back watching us go fly.
I don't have an excuse. I just have other things that have, are more important on my list right now. So that's the only way I know how to put it.
It's from W4NGU. Apparently he's run across a 67 or 68 Mustang coupe diecast. It looks just like my car. He was texting me to see if I wanted that thing. I'm waiting to see what he says. Maybe we can raise him on the radio if we can get him thawed out. Phil gets cold easy. Yeah, Dave, I tell you what, bud. I just don't know about your priorities in life, man. Sheesh.
Have them, so, you know. And, I have a good bit to do, even though I am retired, so, and if I don't have enough to do, my wife finds me something to do. Oh, me.
Never, never, ever let them, Dave, both days, listen to this piece of advice closely. Never, ever, ever let them know that you've got a little bit of free time. They will fill it.
That is true. I'm speaking from experience. Why'd you get? I got three Davids, DDD, and a Steve. So what's your latest on your camper, Dave? Amy hasn't said anything about it in a little while, so I'm not bringing it up because it would interfere with flying.
Got a dealer over there on 85 Sunnys RV. They got the little guy teardrops in the new camp teardrops.
Well, if she brings that up again, then we'll probably go over there and look at them. But if not, then I won't bring it up. I think she would like camping until she did it once, and I don't think she would like it anymore after that. But that's just me. Anyway, I'm about to back it in the driveway and unload my airplane. So enjoyed the ride home, enjoyed the flying, but got cold when that wind kicked up, Steve. Go ahead and pick it up. This will be my last one. W4DJW.
And as you go, travel time for you and for me is almost identical. I just put it in park on my driveway. So, anyhow, hey, I looked at one of those teardrops one time for me and my wife because she thinks they are so cute. But we went down and looked at it, and to get me in it, we had to leave the back open where all the cookware is. My feet would stick out. I'm too big. So anyhow, you have a good evening, guy. And John, David, y'all have, Dave and David, John's gone. Y'all have a good evening, too. I'm going in to eat a piece of steak. My wife's already told me she's cooking. All right, y'all have fun. KN4BWA, I'm clear.
W4DJW, K4OAM. Could I get one quick question in, Dave?
Hey, Walt, am I hitting it from the handheld? I'm not on the car antenna. I'm on the handheld.
It's a router from one internet company with a router from another company.
Oh, yeah, you can say people do that all the time. That's not an issue. As long as the network transport protocol is the same, not an issue.
On Windstream up here in Inman, and the people that lived in the house before had, Spectrum, they've had Dish Network, you name it, they had it. And there's all kind of routers and modems up there. I'm going to solve my problems I had Tuesday night. So thanks for the information, Dave. W4DJW and KM4VWA, and I don't know who the other station's in. 73s, I'll be on the side and listening. K4OIM.
Alright,
Walt,
catch you later, W4DJW. 4OIM,
KO4HKX.
KXK4OIM. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Walt. I don't know if you know or not, or know where I can find out. The repeater up here on Rich Mountain, which is 442.850. It runs a constant tone, but I can't hear anything out of it. Do you know anything about that repeater?
Sure don't, Patrick.
Okay, I was just trying to find out some more information on it because it's in my backyard and can't do anything with it.
Nope.
NUE, go ahead.
Hey, Patrick. Is he on repeater book?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you should be able, there should be a contact email in there somewhere. If you click on the blue repeater frequency, it'll take you to other information. There should be a contact information in there somewhere. Or email him and ask him. I'm sure he, I mean, if it's up there for use, then I'm sure he would let you know.
I didn't know if it was up for use or what the deal was with it. I mean, it just, you can hit it down here. It just, I never hear anything but a tone on it, and that's it.
Just curious, what kind of tone are you hearing, Patrick?
It's like a dead key with no nothing.
Usable?
I have never been able to contact it, so I don't know what the deal is with it. That's why I was trying to find out if somebody knew anything about it, Walt or Andy. You know, they know a lot about the repeaters around here, so I didn't know if they knew anything.
Hey, Andy, KI4LZI. I think he knows everything there is to know about repeaters. I don't know if he'll check into the net tonight over RF or either do the pre-check-in, but if you can, Patrick, try to check in tonight, and surely Andy will be able to answer that question.
I watched him the other night, but I don't guess he could hear me, or he had done cut his radio off, but he never came back to me.
You call him, but he had done cleared out for a little bit. He had to go take his insulin shot. And said he'd be back in there in a little while if anybody else was in, but I had to check out early because I had to get to bed early. But listen in tonight, and surely He'll check in tonight, or you might hear Andy on any time on this frequency. So, KO4HKX/G, congratulations again, Patrick. KO4NUE, I'll say 73 by monitoring.
73's KO4NUE, I'm cleared.
73's guys, KO4HKX, and I'm monitoring.
KI4DOS.
Hey, Gary, KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick. Hey, Chad. I was in the other room. I just come back in here and y'all were talking about repeaters. What kind of question you got on repeaters?
Asking one, Gary. I was asking Walt if he knew anything about the repeater up on Rich Mountain. I believe the frequency's 442.850.
I'm with it, but I can plug it to the radio and see if it'll work.
If you get a chance, do you mind doing that? Because all I get is a steady tone on it with, nothing. KO4HKX.
Give me the frequency.
442.850.
Is there a tone on it or something?
I'm looking at it on a repeater book right now. It's a plus five, though.
I'm going to be clear for now, but I'm on it.
Barry, can I tell you what me and him talked about on the phone?
Yeah, he did. I've been on him for a while, and I think when he heard his mama on the radio, he kind of perked up a little bit, and then when you called, we'll see what happens. But I'm on him.
Just let him know that you've heard it, because I'm talking on it now.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess Miss Joey got my text.
Said you and her was texting back and forth.
All right. Well, appreciate you, bud. You're a good man. KO4NUE, KI4DOS. I'm going to step out for now, Gary, but I appreciate you.
Rest, you worked hard today. And I'm going to go over here and turn this 440 rig on and see what happens to 442850.